a falling shore. His mama sure was proud of him. Well, he sits a straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mother's face broke out into a grin. Well, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You mean be proud to know that you're wearing a gun. Do what the captain says. Light a medals you do good. We'll put them on the wall when you get old. An old train pulled out. John's mom began to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She meant well, she knew that her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face burned into a smile. She showed up to the people from next door, and she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun. In this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Deceased to come for a long time, they didn't come. Deceased to come for about 10 months or more. Then the letter finally came. Said, go down and eat the train. Your son is coming home from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up at the all around, but she didn't see her soldier boy in sight. But as other people passed, she saw her son at last. And when she did, she could not believe her eyes. When his face was all shot off and his hands were blown away, and he wore a metal vest around his waist, and he whispered kind of slow in a voice that she didn't know, and she couldn't even recognize his face. Tell me, my darling son, tell me what they're going to do. How is it that you go to be this way? He tried his best to talk, but his mouth could not be moved, and his mother had to turn her face away. But I went off to war. You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, but you were home acting proud. You were there standing in my shoes. But I thought when I was there, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most was when the enemy came close, I could see that his face looks just like mine. And I couldn't help but think, through the thunder rolling stick, that I was just a puppet in a play. Through the roaring smoke, the string it finally broke, and the cannonball blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his mom was still in shock, seeing a metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down. And